I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EARPOD1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So we're talking about yesterday and what happened with the world of the NHL and free agency, which goes in today because it was just the beginning of free agency. Red Wings made, you know, a couple of really kind of minor signings, if you will, very minor. Picked up a couple of blue liners and then James Van Riemsdyk as well. It's
which, by the way, I don't hate that signing just because it's 1 year. You need a veteran presence. He's got a little bite to him. He's not going to score like goals like he did a decade ago. But he did have, 16 goals last year? He's not horrible. I mean, I was actually thinking they'd get somebody like Pacioretty, who also has some bite to him that this team needs. So,
all right, so if you
that's
like
not
that,
horrible for a fourth line guy.
It is, and it's $1 million. I don't, yes, you know, right. But, you know, Ian Mitchell, Jacob right. Bernard, Docker. I mean, I don't know if these guys are even make the roster. Or they'll start at Grand Rapids, whatever the case is, right? Mm-hmm. But I ask, here's where I'm trying to grab at some kind of form, some sort of silver lining here. You like Van Riemsdyk.
Well, I mean.
Well, I'm just saying, you don't love it, but it's fine because it had bite, as you say. And 16 goals is better than the 11 they got out of Tarasenko. Tarasenko ended up with 33 points last year. I think Van Riemsdyk was around the same. So offensively, it might be a wash, even though you might be getting a better player in Van Riemsdyk. And I'll grant you that.
And a better teammate, I think.
All right. So if that's what you get and you take away Tarasenko, what else did the Red Wings lose from last season? You know, they've upgraded on goaltender.
Yes.
Can we agree on that?
Mm-hmm.
If they upgraded on goaltender, because not only they have Gibson, but because Cam Talbot can now go back into a backup role or playing less, which probably makes him more effective.
Mm-hmm.
That can help out. So if they got better in the goaltending, if they got better in their forward lines because Van Riemsdyk is better than Tarasenko,
mm-hmm.
the blue line is where things need to improve. And yet, what have they lost from last year on the blue line?
Well, they lost Petrie, big deal.
Okay, so nobody's crying about that.
Right.
So now what you're adding to the blue line, I'm not even going to count the guys yesterday because I think it's inconsequential.
It's Pekka, hopefully.
Right? Well, Sandy Pekka would certainly help. Pelika, not Pekka. Oh. Pekka was one of my old neighbors growing up in the mean streets of West Bloomfield. but yes, Axel Sandin Pelika is a potential guy who could make the team this year. William Wallander is another guy who could potentially make the team this year. But those are going to be rookies. They're going to have the growing pains, but maybe by the second half of the season, you feel pretty good at what you have. If you're taking steps forward, Albert Johansson is even better this year. Simon Edvinson is even better this year, which you would expect going from 1 year to the next. Is it possible the defense might be better, even if it's slightly better? Or do you think the defense will be worse than what they were last year?
Well, I think it'll be a little better.
Okay, so now I'm just working here. Okay. I'm just working here.
Yeah.
Defense is a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
Your goaltending is definitely better.
Right.
And then you're talking about the forwards, and if you like Van Riemsdyk better than Tarasenko, you got that going for you. Now you got a full season of Marco Kasper as well.
Okay.
And perhaps others that the younger players that can take another step forward. Now there are guys that might take a step back.
Yeah, Kane's getting older. I mean,
Kane is getting older, but Kane looks pretty good with the Red Wings. He seems pretty happy with what his role is and everything there. But I grant you, it could be. I mean, he had 59 points in 72 games last year, which I think is a step maybe slightly worse than what he did the previous year. But Patrick Kane is still a gifted passer, one of the most amazing passers I've ever seen. But if he takes a little bit of a step back, it is what it is, right? But strangely, Andrew Kopp was very good for the Red Wings last year, and then he got hurt. And it was it coincidental that that's when the Red Wings went down, started to falter,
that's
along
true.
With, you know, the the Four Nations Cup, and then you had Dylan Larkin had an injury.
When's
that,
Rasmussen
comes back.
Getting better? That's what I want.
Well, I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at 1-888-EAR-POD-1
on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's fair enough, but I'm just saying, if the defense is slightly better, if the goaltending is definitely better, and then your forward lines look like they could be better, is this team not better? I want this understood. I am not happy
with
where they're at right now.
They could be better.
But there still is a potential move out there.
Yes, they could be getting better, but the teams that they're going to be battling for that playoff spot, if you're of their fan base, you're saying, "Well, we got better too." If they're using the Scott Anderson silver lining,
sure.
But like Buffalo, eventually, all these really good young defensemen, eventually, you think it's going to gel for them. And now they got a good goalie in Alex Lyon.
Mm-hmm. So you can't even say it was straight face. But the big thing for the Red Wings is probably the goaltender. It's having Gibson. But you have to play better in front of him to get the most out of him. And I get that. So there's still, obviously, there's still work to do. And I hope that they go out and make a trade of substance for this team. Or perhaps go ahead and do what I said. Go out and if you can sign Brent Burns on defense, that'd be great. I think it'd be a welcome addition to this team. It's nothing that hurts you for the future because it'd be like a one-year deal for a guy who's 40. But a guy who can play his ass off and does every night. I got some ticket texts coming in.
By the way, if I'm reading this correctly, Diddy has been acquitted on pretty much everything. Is that correct?
I don't know. I'm thinking about the Red Wings right now.
I know. Sorry. I just figured I'd give you some breaking news.
Okay. So here's this ticket text comes in.
Oh, hold on. I just want to read this. Just the headline. He was acquitted of sex trafficking and racketeering, convicted of prostitution offense. Whatever. So just for those of you, a lot of people care about that.
Okay. Back to hockey. So here's this ticket text that comes in. Eichel, Panarin, Tuck, Kaprizov, Robertson, Makar, Connor McDavid, Kempe, Anderson, Gudas are all unrestricted free agents next year. Do not, I repeat, do not spend money this summer. Wait until the deadline or next summer. That's from unnamed texter. Now, to that, I would say, if I had shown you the list of potential free agents at this time last year, would you have said the same thing? They all re-signed with their same teams. Now, I'm not saying this is going to happen again.
Or was traded like Marner.
Right. Or you had some trade that there may have been tampering or not. Mm-hmm. We don't know. But here's the thing. Out of all those names there, now, most of those guys I'm doubting are going to be moved before the season begins. But if they're unrestricted free agents for next year, are those teams looking to unload those players before they become unrestricted free agents so they can get something in return? Quite possible, because they're not all playing on great teams. The positive is Yzerman isn't handcuffing us by giving out Franz Nielsen-type contracts. Look at the unrestricted free agents next year, and the cap is going up. Got to think we have a big deadline and July 1st coming up. I don't blame fans for being mad, but do you really want us to give Ehlers $11 million a year to lose to Florida? No, I don't want to give him $11 million a year, nor do I think he's going to get $11 million a year.
But if you sign him, let's say, to nine, let's say, okay, by the time, you know, the contract starts to go, you know, maybe Florida won't be great. I don't know. They're so good because all their good players are signed like 6-7 years too.
They signed for not pennies on the dollar, but they gave a big-time hometown.
By the way,
discount.
Speaking of, here's somebody that the Red Wings should have gone after yesterday. You might think I'm crazy because you were worried about your defense. Nate Schmidt. I mean, why not? He went to Utah. Right.
Another guy. Yeah. That's real. 248-539-9797 is a telephone number. So the first day is in the books. How do you folks out there feel about what's happening here? I can understand that you're not thrilled with it. I know that there are lots of people that still back Steve Yzerman. and love to hear from you as well. And where you think the what do you think this team is doing? Are they waiting to are they stockpiling for next year? Which is, I don't know if that's a great plan or not. Or are they? Do you think there's a trade looming for this team? Is this team better now than what they were a year ago going in to training camp?
There's one other reason where they might be better, and I'll tell you that coming up.
All right, 97.1, The Ticket.
I'm Rhett.
And I'm Link.
And we're the hosts of the podcast Ear Biscuits. We're just two lifelong friends who've been talking about life for a long time.
From being dads to businessmen to all the random things we experience, nothing is off limits.
And now we're talking to you. We're answering your questions, giving advice that you may or may not want to take, and listening to your hilarious stories.
So leave us a voicemail to be part of the show at
1-888-EAR-POD-1 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.